Hi guys, and welcome to a new episode of Couch Talks. My name is Kat and I am the host here. Couch Talks is a special bonus episode of You Need Therapy where I answer questions that listeners, you, send to Catherine@youneedtherapypodcast.com. So if you have any questions, then feel free to send them my way. Again, that's Catherine, K-A-T-H-R-Y-N, at youneedtherapypodcast.com. Also, quick reminder that yes, I am a therapist. This is called You Need Therapy, but this actually isn't therapy or a replacement for therapy. Now, usually, like I just said, I answer questions on this episode that you guys send in, but today I thought we could just have a quick chat since tomorrow is Thanksgiving, and well, as much fun as the holidays can be, they can also come with their fair share of super uncomfy feelings. And I put an Insta question up, by the way. You can follow me if you want to at kat.defada and at You Need Therapy Podcast. I'll put those links in the show notes for you, so you just click on them. If you want to follow me, you can find me at those places. But I put up an Instagram question on my story and asked, what are the hard parts of the holidays? And you guys just kind of like went for it. Never have I gotten such quick responses from a question. And that tells me that this is really tough for a bunch of you guys. And I actually covered some of what I was going to talk about today, yesterday, on Four Things with Amy Brown during her fifth thing that we've turned into Amy and Cat Chats. So if you're unfamiliar, Amy Brown has a podcast called Four Things with Amy Brown, and she does an episode every Tuesday and Thursday. And on Tuesday, I join her and we answer emails or we just like kind of talk about life. And then on Thursday, she does her episodes by herself or with guests. And also tomorrow, Thanksgiving, I'm actually on that episode again. And we talk about a lot of stuff. And if you have some time tomorrow, you might want to check it out, or Friday or Saturday or any day after that. But just wanted to put that out there. I'll be there on there tomorrow as well. Anyway, yesterday on the fifth thing, Amy shared some about what it's like to be walking into the first Thanksgiving without her dad. And I talked about some sadness around what my life looks like and how it looks differently than I imagined it when I was younger, and how Thanksgiving and Christmas kind of highlights that, and gave some ideas on how to help feel those feelings and also ask for what you need. So if you want to listen to that episode, I'll link that as well in the show notes. And like, really, it's just so weird because this holiday, Thanksgiving, is a holiday that's centered around gratitude and being thankful. And at the same time, it offers this space where we also become like acutely aware of what we wish we had or what we're missing, or maybe even just like what we've lost. And I love the holidays. I do want to make sure that I get that point across. I love this time of year. Also love this time of year because my birthday's in December. It's coming up December 4th. But it also comes like this whole time of year also comes with this highlighter that highlights around the things that I don't have. And for you, whether it's a job or a significant other, a family member, this time of year just really helps us remember what doesn't feel like a Hallmark movie, which at the same time, we are given more of those around this year, which I love a good cheesy Christmas movie. I love it. And as I watch them, I'm very aware that my life doesn't look like that. Now, yesterday, again, in Amy's episode, I talked more about the loneliness I feel in my life around this time. So if that's something that you're struggling with, again, go listen to that episode. I'll link that so you can just click on it, because we're not going to talk about that as much today, because yes, the lack of Hallmark looking love stories gets highlighted this time of year, but for many, so does the experience of grief and loss. And that's something that just generally is tough for us to talk about. I was actually talking to my mom on Sunday. We were driving around, running some errands and doing some shopping. She mentioned that part of her wish is that she could just like push past the holidays. I was kind of like shocked and I was like, oh, why? And then I was like, oh my gosh, duh. So my grandma, which was my mom's mom, passed away this past January. And this will be her first Thanksgiving and Christmas without her mom, like ever in her life. And I, sitting here, cannot even entertain the thought of not having my mom for a day of my life, let alone a holiday. And so I was like, oh my gosh, oh. And even though we didn't spend the holidays with my grandma most of the time, she still spoke to her every single Thanksgiving and Christmas of her life, except this one. And it's tough. Like, it's like excruciating. I want to use that word because that feels like more powerful. And I know some of you listening are about to experience the same thing. So yesterday or the day before, some point in the last couple of days, I also saw this post that Megan Devine, who's a grief expert, posted on Instagram, and it said, "Loss gets integrated, not overcome." And I was like, ugh, oh my gosh, like, ugh, yes, that is true. And that makes sense. And I get it. And I believe it. And I hate that. Like, I just hate it. Part of me just wants to fight that idea. And I'm like, no, I will overcome this. I will overcome tragedy and loss. How dare you tell me that we can't overcome this? But she's right in that. We don't get over loss. It will never feel good to not have a human that we love with us on special days. What we do is we integrate the loss of these people into our lives. That is what creates more of the healing process. So that means where we're used to experience the presence of someone, we need to integrate their memory. And I would rather have the presence. I would rather have the presence of somebody in my life. But this is one of those things where it's like, I can't change this. I can't bring them back. And I can't bring my grandma back for Thanksgiving. So how can I integrate her memory into our day and at the same time honor our grief and honor my mom's grief, because that's different than my grief, and the difference that is felt this year, just in general, just the difference. How do I honor all that and integrate her memory? I hear people ask questions all the time when it comes to the grieving process, and they'll sound like, when am I going to get over this? When am I not going to be affected by this? When is this going to be over? When will I feel normal again? And there's no good right answer. Part of that is because we have to integrate our loss that we don't want to have. We have to integrate our loss that we actually don't want to have into our new normal. So it's not, when am I going to feel normal again? It's, how do I create a new normal with the integration of this person or human or thing not in my life anymore? It's super, super tough. And there's like a real like battle within it. Because again, we don't want this loss. But it may help if your goal moves from trying to move on to trying to move with. And I don't know about you, but even as a therapist, I never really know what to say during these moments of intense and acute grief. And I'm semi okay with that, because I believe that I feel this way because there isn't a right thing to say. And like, I want right things to say because I want people to feel better. I just like do. Although there are some definite wrong things to say when it comes to grief. But because of this, I can be a huge avoider just of the subject in general. Like if somebody doesn't bring it to me, I'm not going to go forth and ask, because I'm afraid to dampen the mood or say something wrong or overstep a boundary or feel feelings that I don't necessarily want to feel. And I just don't like being sad. I don't. But I think it's important to talk about here that you can hold space for someone's grief without catching their grief. Like, I can support someone without taking on their feelings. And it actually can be super helpful to someone who's grieving to not have to feel like they have to be totally alone in it. So I say that because maybe this year you can reach out, and maybe you're not the one grieving, but you have a family member or somebody who is, or maybe you are grieving, but like, my mom's grief is different than my grief. And so maybe you can reach out and ask someone to share a memory or just let them know that you're there to talk, and at least let them know you're open and available. And if they want the space, they can take it and come and share a memory or something with you. And you don't have to force it, right? It's just like letting that person know, hey, I'm over here. If this is something that you would like to talk about, I want you to know that I'm here for you. And then you let that person who's grieving decide if they want to take that space or not. Just give them an option. You don't have to force it, but just like give them an option to know that, like, if they don't want to be alone in their stuff, they don't have to be alone. Because full circle back to this idea that Thanksgiving is a holiday that is so great because we get to look at everything that we have to be thankful for and grateful for and all that stuff. And when we do that, sometimes we are inundated with all the things that we don't have anymore that we wish we had. And somebody can be silently really sitting somewhere feeling really alone, and just saying, hey, I'm here if you want to talk, can mitigate that feeling and offer something that somebody might be really longing for and maybe not even know it. So if you are somebody who is grieving something this year, I just want you to know that I'm here for you, right? So if you want to send me an email about what it's like for you during the holidays, feel free to do that. If you have questions around grief and how do you create a new normal and questions around that, send that to me. I would love to be a resource for you if I can within my limits. And I just want you to know that, like, I see you even though I don't really see you. Because I know this time can be really tough, and I have my own stuff that's going on around the holidays, and it's not always what it looks like from the outside. So I hope this was helpful as always. And yesterday we titled Amy's fifth thing episode, Have the Thanksgiving You Need to Have. So I think I'm going to leave you guys with that. Have the Thanksgiving you need to have. It doesn't have to be the Thanksgiving that you want to post on Instagram. It might just be the one that you need to have. So allow yourself to have the space that you need to honor all the things that are going on with you. And I will talk to you guys on Monday.